Well, good afternoon indeed. My name is Ashraf Gandha and welcome indeed to the show. You can be on air, engage on air by calling in 0891 104207, SMS is 34701, and tweet me at Ashraf Gandha, but do use the hashtag Afternoon Talk. We have a great guest in the spotlight coming up after 3, and we talk tech as per usual on a Tuesday at 2:30. But let's start with something that is so important. And no, I'm not talking about what happened regarding racial issues over the last couple of days. But what's so important right now is the issue of the education and matric results that will be announced later on this evening, in fact, at midnight. But before that, of course, certainly the minister, Angie Motshekga, would certainly make a point of exactly where they are with regards to trends and actual pass rates. So with that in mind, let's talk about this. What can be made of the drop in the 2015 matric results? Why I say that is because I understand that we certainly already know that there will be a drop, which I think is quite interesting. So what can be made of the drop? Let's get to two of the guests. We start by chatting to Professor Kurt Luerk, who is the Vice Dean at the Department of Education, Leadership and Management at UJ. Professor Luerk, good chatting to you. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for your time. Right, your thoughts. What can be made of what we now know is going to be a drop in the 2015 matric results?
There are actually two reasons, and I've actually foreseen the drop in the results. And the main reason, and that will come out quite frequently in the next couple of hours, is the policy of progression of learners that has been implemented. That policy means that a learner may only fail once in a phase. Now, here we're talking about the FET phase, which is from grade 10 to grade 12. So a learner may only fail once in that phase, that is grade 10, 11. So that means that after he failed, so he failed in grade 10, then he failed once, the next year he's progressed, and he can fail grade 11, he will be progressed again to grade 12. And there's about 10% of this cohort of learners that has been progressed, that has written this year. And so one would assume that the cohort of students is quite different from those of previous years who weren't exposed to that kind of progression. Last year to a lesser amount, but this year the impact is quite major. As I said, it's about 10% of the learners.
All right, we'll try and understand. We'll try and understand what that really means. Let me just bring in Dr. Lee Rusniak, academic head of teaching and learning at the WITS School of Education. Dr. Rusniak, good chatting to you. Hi.
Hi, Ashraf.
Thank you. Right, we understand it's going to be a drop, so we know that. What do you make of it? Make some sense of it for me.
I agree with your previous guest that the progression has had an impact. You know, there's also been a lot of evidence that schools, because of the hype, because of the enormous and amount of attention that is given to this matric pass rate, that up till now schools have been encouraged, principals have been encouraged, you know, to inflate their matric performance by encouraging grade 11, grade 10 learners not to write the exam.
So I mean, borderline cases, rather get out of the system.
Out of the system. And, you know, if you have a look, for example, at how many of the students who are actually sat and wrote their exam, it's only about half who started in grade 2, 11 years ago.
That would actually get to matric.
So only half of them are getting to matric.
Which means then perhaps that the greater attention, and hopefully it'll come through as we get into 2016, is not so much what's the matric pass rate, what's the dropout rate throughout those years, and why is that dropout rate so high, isn't
it? Absolutely. And the greatest dropout rate is in grade 10 and 11. And some of it is to do with students leaving the school system and going into FET colleges, but that doesn't account for the major drop. it accounts for some of it. The major drop, there is evidence to suggest that it's schools actively discouraging their weaker students from writing so that their matric results look better. And then they are not left with the label of the underperforming school.
Okay, that's...
But I think that that another really important contributing factor is that studies that have been done on the literacy levels of our South African learners. So I'm going back to the literacy in 2006, and again it was tested in 2011. And the results from the 2006 and 2011 testing really stayed very constant. And this group who's matriculating now would have been in that, between that. That by the time that they were in grade four, only 6% of South African learners were reading at an advanced level for grade four.
Okay, so there's certainly a huge cause for concern. Okay, I'll come back to you in a minute. I also want to invite callers, 0891-104-207. 2015 is what we're talking about, the matric results that's just ended. We'll know the actual results tonight for just about all the learners. But I understand there's going to be a drop already. We know that. The question is, what do we make of the drop? What should we be looking out for? What are the key signs? And the dropout rate already, before people would even write matric, I think is something that has to be investigated. So you, as a listener, what do you feel strongly about with regards to our education as is seen as per that matric barometer? A second guest, of course, is Professor Quirt Luek, who's the Vice Dean at the Department of Education, Leadership and Management at UJ. Now therefore, Professor Luek, what sort of numbers, in the light of the discussion that both of you just had already, as we get to the results tonight, what would you then be looking out for?
It's actually quite simple. One would look, the focus tonight is on grade 12. Grade 12 is the exit level, it's the end of schooling. And as the previous speaker has indicated, this whole thing is systemic. It is not just matric. And maybe we're putting too much emphasis on the matric results as such. But now for the matric results, what I'll be looking out for tonight is an indication of how the standardization process went. Umalusia has probably already declared the examination valid, and they would have done it only after very, very intensive interrogation of the qualitative inputs that they got from the provinces, which would indicate things like special interventions, etc., and from their moderators, who moderated and monitored the process, what their findings were. Now, if you don't have insight into that, it's very difficult. So what one has to then look at is to, if the minister is going to announce how many subjects has been adjusted upwards and how many Imalusi has kept as per raw marks. Now, I have an assumption that quite a substantial number of subjects would have kept at the raw mark level, but the so-called gateway subjects, accounting, natural sciences, physical sciences, mathematics, might have been adjusted a little bit upwards. Now, with these adjustments, you need to look and the reason for that is to ensure equity and equality over cohorts over a number of years, to ensure that all learners have the same opportunity to perform as if they would have performed if they've written the previous exam. But then you need to have sort of stabilized or stable cohorts to compare those adjustments with. Now, and as I indicated, this year's cohort, that 10% progression, makes it a completely new kind of animal, a new kind of cohort. And it would have been It will be very interesting to hear what the minister's comments are on the type of cohort of learners.
Well, it certainly also gets me thinking, what do we actually want the minister to say when she addresses the nation later on?
Yes.
I look at some SMSs and some questions, tweets rather, to pick out from Mangaliso saying, this progress policy was not well thought out. Grade 10 and grade 11 is supposed to prepare learners for grade 12, and saying the progression policy is another way of destroying our learners. This will catch up with these learners in the future. You see, many may say, and you can comment on this, Dr. Lee Rusniak, that it's already caught up with learners because it's given us a distortion over the years. Even over the years, we haven't had impressive matric results, but the sense at least people are passing, and now they're saying that the pass is actually not worth the piece of paper it's written on, isn't it? Dr. Rusniak, go ahead, your thoughts?
Well, what I'd like to say there is that the matric certificate, well, it's National Senior Certificate, really should be regarded as a school leaving certificate, that this student has completed 12 years of schooling and these are the marks. But unfortunately, what has compounded confusion is that there are different classes of passes. Now, if you take, for example, the bachelor's pass, on paper that looks like it gives access into university.
Yes.
But what the bachelor pass really means is that there are four subjects that have been passed at 50% and that at least a language has been passed at 40%. Now, there's not a university program that would take a student with those kind of marks, even if they did get a bachelor's part, because the potential for that student to pass successfully through university is very, very low.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my sense is that this whole thing about the class of matric pass does make totally unrealistic expectations, leads to unnecessary heartache, and if this was simply called a school leaver certificate, here you have completed 12 years of schooling education, and go and see what your marks, whether they get you into whatever kind of higher education or diplomas or whatever, that would be a far more straightforward and more realistic system than than what's at the moment.
Okay, so I mean, that point that you brought up, it's certainly something we've heard before, which many then suggesting if that is corrected in the future, we're going to expect even a far dramatic loss, that means drop off in the pass rate, right? Would you then be concerned about that?
Well, what I think we, you know, you asked the other professor what he's going to be looking out for.
Yeah.
What I'm going to be looking out for is the percentage of bachelor passes. In other words, how many of the students who wrote, how many have passed four subjects with 50% and at least a 40% for a language.
Okay, but you say you're going to look out for that, but yet you're also saying that that's also not good enough. So would you then maybe looking at the percentage of distinctions, perhaps?
It's been around 30%.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though if the total numbers drop and the bachelor of passes go up, that could be an interesting finding. You know, I do think that schools should be really applauded for providing extra support for students who've got learning challenges, who experience barriers to their learning, as opposed to culling those who are not going to make the 100% pass rate.
Interesting points. I will look at some callers. If you have strong views, you certainly can call in 089-110-4207. Matric results 2015 announced tonight. We already know there's going to be a drop in general. Then, of course, the other issue is, even if the pass rate is higher, we're looking at university entrance and the bachelor pass that we referred to just a minute or two ago. And then even the bachelor pass, just how good is that in terms of getting these learners into universities if they don't accept them? And the overall issue, the general standard of the actual curriculum itself. Your thoughts on any of those, and perhaps you can maybe even look ahead yourself when Minister Renzi Motseka addresses the nation later on. What do you want to hear from her when she talks about the matric results 2015? All of that coming up right after this.
The amazing Specsavers summer promotion is now on. Get a free pair of single vision prescription sunglasses up to 2,200 Rand. That's right, free prescription sunglasses. To qualify, simply purchase an eye test and prescription spectacles from Specsavers. Plus, you can upgrade your free sunglasses to polarized lenses for only 299 Rand. Specsavers, for affordable eye care and a whole lot more. T's and C's apply.
It's for the number one fan of the Proteas. It's day four. The Proteas take on England in the second test on Tuesday, 5th January at 10 a.m. Find it live on SABC 3 and listen live on Radio 2000. Brought to you by SAB Sport. I'm addicted
to cricket. So you're going home for the holidays, are you? That's nice. Your cousin must be so big now. It'd be great to see the family from work until you get there. And you remember that it's home. Which means you'll be doing everything you did when you lived at home. Like cooking, cleaning, running to the spaza shop. This is not a holiday. This is the opposite. This is going to be a very, very long 3 weeks. Thank goodness your dad got a new widescreen TV. And SABC 3 has an amazing summer lineup. With shows like The Real on weekdays at 3 p.m. Top Billing on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. And Supernatural on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. Find a break in your busy summer. Find it on 3.
Afternoon Talk with Ashraf Garda. Ashraf Garda. Every weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.
Talking matric results and that pass rate and the university pass rate and the dropout even before we get to university. All of those things is what we're talking about now with my two guests. Let's get some quick calls on this issue so I get a sense of what you're thinking about this. Andrew, go ahead. Hi.
Yes, Ashraf, I'm, to say the least, very upset about this. And this is not rocket science that children won't have good results because they are set up. I mean, if you, if